We begin at the fourth verse. And in this particular section, we are coming up now to these two verses, three verses. We have the summary and sum total of the first 5 days of restoration, partial creation, of course. Now let me read this particular section here, beginning at verse 4. It says, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." It says these are the generations. Actually, this word generations means families. This is the book, we said at the beginning. The book of Genesis is the book not only of beginnings, but the book of the families. These are the families of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Then will you notice verse 6? "But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground." You see, this was here long before man was here upon the earth. And I think that we now begin to see, discover the purpose of God in chapter 1. What was God doing in chapter 1? Well, he was preparing a home for the man that he had made. And now God is getting ready to move this man into a place here that he has prepared for him. I think that's one of the remarkable things about this particular section.